You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey, everybody, Chris Harrison coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. Very excited about the show today and about the guests I have coming up. Guests in plural, Mary and Romaine Bonet from Selling Sunset. Mary, obviously one of the biggest characters, if you will. I say that loosely in quotes because she's real and it's reality TV, but has been one of the bigger characters throughout, along with her husband, Romaine. And we have so much to discuss as a very much anticipated season 6 is coming up. But I also want to talk about their relationship, their love, what it's like to work with your ex. So many things on the plate. And now from Selling Sunset, Mary and Romaine. Guys, thank you so much for taking a little time, joining me on the show.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us, yeah.
I didn't say your full name because that's my first question. It is now Mary Fitzgerald Bonet.
It's actually just Mary Bonet.
Oh, it's Fitzgerald's gone.
I got damn right. Rid of it. I got rid of it. It was actually my ex-husband's last name.
Oh, yeah. Good riddance.
I know. I just never changed it because of business and it's so hard to switch over, but
it sounds so much better.
It does have a better ring to it. I agree with that.
Yeah. So I just decided to suck it up and let's just do it. Heather, switched her name. There was no issues with it. So I thought I might as well just do it. We'll just do some press on it so people know. But for right now, sometimes I have to go by Mary Fitzgerald Bonet so people can see the transition and they recognize who it is.
You guys got married in 2019. Was this kind of like a test drive? Like, let's make sure this car is going to work before I commit to the last name.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. No, it was just a very selfish reason on my part because I hate going to the DMV and I still haven't done my passport yet. And just switching everything over, all my account names and trying to do all of those things. I'm like, such a hassle on top of just in business, people right. having to recognize the new name.
Well, in real estate, your name is a big deal. It's everywhere.
It is. So,
but wait, you don't have a passport. Your husband is French.
See?
I have a passport, but it's just in my old last name. So I still have my old driver's license too, because I travel all the time. And so I can have that.
Yeah, both driving license.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Because I've got Bonet and Fitzgerald, so that I can show proof like if needed, because I'm very slow at doing all this transitional stuff.
Romain, I know you obviously have been here a while, but you are French, but I see you are adapting. You got your Dodgers hat on. You are an LA guy.
Yep. Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I love wearing hats, and especially those one, the baseball hat. But actually, not a big fan of baseball. I just went one time with Jason and Brett. And actually, what was it? The World Series. So that was a really big game. Plus, that was so slow.
I know people complain about soccer or football. Obviously, I'm sure you're a big football fan back in France. People complain about that. I agree. Baseball is 10 times slower.
It's so slow. Yeah, because like during soccer, there's like action like constantly. That baseball was so slow. Unless you hit the ball, there's no one that's moving. So I'm like, yeah, damn.
I'm glad I had you guys on, because just today, my fiance, Lauren Zima, and I were talking about older women dating and marrying younger men. And this interview just happened to fall into place. You guys, I think, are what, 12 years apart?
13.
What are the pros and cons of this?
I don't know if there's like, anything particular. I think it's more about like the connection, you know. That's why I always said, like, I don't think age really matter. And especially, you know, we are like kind of the proof of it. But I just think like, you know, we just had like such a strong connection right away, that I think, you know, that's what, you know, clicked right away. So I think it's more about like the connection. So that's why, I mean, could it be, because sometimes, like I said, like, you know, dating like younger women or stuff like that, like, they, sorry for that, but they're a little down, a little too crazy, right? But it just like, yeah, it's more like about connection. So like, you know, it could be older or younger. It's more, about the connection.
Yeah, he is very mature too. And so I think we just get along. I still like to go do stuff. We're both very hardworking. And we like to do the same thing. So I don't think it's ever really become an issue for us.
Oh, yeah. And same, my whole life, I've always been like, you know, with like older people than me. It's like, since I can't even remember. So,
well, Mary, you and I have a lot in common, because we're both dating. Well, you're married now. I am engaged to a much younger woman. And I had kids when I was entering into this relationship.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting dynamic for me of when was I going to introduce them, and what did that mean? What about your son? Did you have those discussions, and what was that like for you?
No, I didn't really. My son he's so much older. He's 26 now.
Yeah.
So wasn't living with you already.
Yeah, he was already. He was out of the house, and he was. Was he in college then, or was he?
Yes,
still?
He was still. Yeah.
So he was still in college in a way, and so it wasn't like I had to. I was bringing a new guy into the home, right, where he had to deal with him on a daily basis. But I was very just casual about it first. Like, I never tried to make my son feel like, oh, this is a father figure. Like, this is who you have to call him dad or something. It's just kind of like, hey, this is Romain.
Right.
And
then you figure that relationship out, and it figures itself out.
Exactly. Yeah. If he were much younger, I think it would have been a different situation, but we had it pretty easy.
My kids were kind of younger teens, and they were still at home, so it was a little bit more impressionable. But they're probably about that age now, because my kids are in college, and it would be very different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that changed it a lot. And then also, if I just kind of stood back, just introduced and didn't make it a thing, then it was going to go smoother, just because of my son's personality. Yeah. He's very laid back, and he's just like a watcher, doesn't talk a lot. And so if he just kind of observed, then he was definitely going to like him. And there's no one, I don't think, that's met Romain and didn't like him. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know. And then they fall in love with him once they meet him. So I just thought, I'm just going to let it work itself out.
It's that million-dollar smile he's got. Is there kids in the future for you guys? You're both very young. So more kids in the future, hopefully.
I know. Yeah, we are. We're kind of going through it right now. We did embryo freezing about a year ago, something. We tried to. It didn't work out. We didn't have any viable ones. Then we went to Bali and decided to start trying naturally.
I mean, if you're in Bali, I think everybody's trying to have a baby in Bali.
Well, it worked. He tried really hard. It worked. I did get pregnant. Unfortunately, miscarried. And then that was kind of a whole ordeal. We didn't try right away afterwards. That was only a couple months ago. But I ended up having like a septic miscarriage. So it was kind of a traumatic kind of thing where I just needed to heal first.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get ready to start trying again. And then, I mean, it showed that I can get pregnant very quickly, which is great for my age. But we just need to make sure those eggs are good.
Well, now you know where you need to go. I mean, you know, you need to go to Bali, Fiji, Bora Bora. I mean, any of those places, I think, is the magic.
Any day, anytime. Like, I will take everything off my calendar to go to one of those places.
We got to get into Selling Sunset. Yeah. Season 6 coming up.
Yeah.
Unbelievably anticipated. to kind of set the stage, as we all know, Jason Oppenheim, I know he's not technically your boss anymore. Y'all are kind of equals the way you have risen through the ranks, but he was your boss at the time when he is also your ex. You guys dated for a moment.
Yeah.
Romain, as you're entering into this situation, is that a bit of trepidation? Were you comfortable? You don't care. You're the confident Frenchman. You're like, look at me.
He's scared of me calling me daddy. No, I think, What made it so easy? It's like right away, as soon as we met, we clicked right away, and we became like super close. Even Mary got like almost jealous. She was calling us, and because we're together, we're going to the gym after Sonati's place and everything, and so she was getting mad. But we became so close that he never bothered me really, and then. Neither of them like ever like made me feel like, you know, I had like to anything to worry or whatsoever. And I also back in France was like one of my best friends was like a girl that I used to date. So I'm like, it's not like I kind of like understand the things that, you know, I'm still best friend with this girl or I used to date her. But like, you know, there's nothing more. So yeah. I understand. And the fact that we became so close with Jason, like, you know. Never.
He's just not like that. I think it's just, there's a trust kind of thing that we just met one of my other exes. We were in Istanbul and I was like, hey, there's one of my exes is just a friend, like a good friend now, but he's in Tel Aviv. Like we should just run over there and go hang out with him. And I was like, he's super respectful. Don't worry. You'll love him. I know you will. And I just knew their personalities. They would click. They sure did. Like he was like, okay, cool. He's like, yeah. If he better be respectful. And I was like, okay. And that was all he has to say about it. And we went over there and they just broed out the whole time. They started texting each other after day one. And like, they're
That's
like,
funny.
Am I really left out already? It's been a day. I was like, God.
Well, Romain, he knows the valuable lesson. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, have you met any of his exes?
Well, it is the girl he's talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
No. Just the one he's still really good friends with.
What's it like working with your ex and for your ex? I mean, you guys are still, are there pros and cons to this? Is it a good thing? Do you still, you feel like you have leverage over Jason?
No, not from an ex standpoint, because it's almost weird. I know everyone tries to focus on that, but it was like, 10 years ago, maybe. It's been so long. And I just look at him like a brother.
Yeah.
He's like my best friend and brother. And so even the thought of like kissing him, I'm like, oh, that's wrong. I'm like, that's just like, I don't know. I love him, but no. So I think from a friendship standpoint, Jason is very, very good to his friends and he's very respectful to all of his friends. So I think I have, not... He's friends with everybody.
Yeah.
So But I do have leverage from a standpoint of just being so close, and that he trusts me, and he sees like what I do every day, all day. And so, so he just believes in me.
So Jason also dated your friend, Chrishell.
Yes.
Season 5 ends with their big breakup. Before we talk about Chrishell, first of all, with Jason, are we going to see a new love interest in season 6? And if so, who should he be dating in the office now? Or has he fished off the company pier enough?
Yeah, there's, well, one of the new agents is that's on season 6 is also his ex-girlfriend before me. She and I are very close. We're like really, really good friends.
Wait, who's this?
Nicole.
Okay.
So she's been at the broker. She was supposed to be on season 1 and she backed out. She got nervous and she's like, she didn't know what it was going to be. And so she backed out. So now she's on for season 6.
So that's a total of 3 exes that'll be on the show for Jason?
So far?
Yeah.
So far? The season is young. It hadn't even started yet.
Yeah.
Every wow. season, one more.
Yeah. He does have a girlfriend. I can't remember. Is she on season 6? Or is it just season 7?
No, season 6 yet.
Okay. Yeah. So she, his new girlfriend will be on season 6.
But she's not an agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Lou, she's very, very, she's gorgeous. She's younger though, too. She's young and, but gorgeous and just an old soul, very quiet and sophisticated. I approve of her.
Oh, it's not easy to keep up with Jason and his scorecard. We need a roster. So season 5 ends, Jason and Chrishell break up. And then we get the surprise of all surprises. And that is that Chrishell gets married to G Flip.
Uh-huh.
Was this just a surprise to us? Did you guys know? Did she talk to you? Do you have any idea about this marriage?
About getting married? No,
yeah.
I don't know either. I saw the press or something that said it, and I thought maybe she was doing it as a hoax, like because she likes to just mess around with people sometimes. And so I said, hey, is this just like a joke, or are you messing with people, or do I need to throw you a party? And she's like, no, it's real. We just wanted to go. It actually happened a little while ago, and we just wanted to come out. And I was like, oh, like what? I was like, how do you just like keep that in? That's insane. But yeah, I'm really happy for her. G's amazing. Absolutely amazing. They are this positive, happy energy. When you're in a room or around them, they're just like, light up the room. You become happy like being around them. It's crazy. Their energy is just like nothing I've ever seen. So I get it. Why she fell in love.
She's a pretty close friend of yours. Did you say, wait, this happened a while ago? So you guys have been together and you've gotten so serious that you're gotten married and you had no idea. That's wild.
Well, I knew that they've been together and she's super serious.
Yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't know that they got married.
I don't know if they put maybe Emma, but other than Emma, I don't think anyone that.
Yeah, I think Emma's the only one that probably knew. But she just said, Chrishell's like that though. She, until she's ready to do something, she has a wall up. Until she's ready to talk about something, she makes sure it is like locked in, tight. She knows what she's doing before anybody else knows. And so it looks like always very surprising, like things with her, because she's just keeps everything close to her chest.
That's one of the keys to success in business. Don't let people see what you're working on. Just let them see the results. You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. The worst feeling, right? When you know you're getting sick, your choices are A, get sicker and miss work, B, hope to see a doctor, or C, sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. How great is that? It includes doctor's prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus, a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Chris and use promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at twc.health/Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So now that you guys know, and obviously you're very much in favor of it, what makes them work so well?
I think they have like such a good connection, and I don't know. Yeah. It's like both of them, you know,
there's just like this gentle love and admiration towards each other. Like every time I've watched them and been around them, like, it's just like this very gentle, like it's just this loving vibe.
Yeah.
They both just really respect each other. And it's really nice to see. It came out before. We weren't expecting it. And that girl knows how to make headlines, though.
Apparently. No kidding.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, Chriselle, I mean, how do you continuously outdo yourself? You just know how to make headlines.
We'll see where she goes from here.
I know.
Who do you guys like to double date with if you're choosing a couple from the show? Chriselle, G-Flip, Heather and Tarek?
Oh, Heather and Tarek, we hang out with a lot. We love them as a couple. They are another couple that's like, madly in love. It's almost like cheesy. They're so, yeah. They're just so like gaga gugu or gugu gaga, whatever it is, yeah. Over each other. It's beautiful to see, and especially in this industry. I think people get so torn apart and things come between them. And they were like that from day one. And like, they're still like that. We were just with them in Scottsdale doing a speaking thing. And they are still just, every time they can get, they're like, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Like constantly. You're like, okay, get her.
I get the sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, that I'm feeling this distance growing between Heather and the show and the crew. Is that something we are going to see more of and come to fruition in season 6? Or is that just my imagination?
No, it's not. It's not your imagination. She's going to be she's very heavily shown on season 6.
Okay.
Season 7, no. There was something, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on it, but there was something because she's got a show with Tarek, Flipping on Moussas, I think.
Yeah.
And she, there was a confusion between networks. And
a conflict of interest.
Yeah. And she thought she was doing everything like what was allowed. And there was a conflict on there. So she, at the moment, isn't getting any call times or anything. I don't think she's technically fired, but she's not getting call times.
That's interesting.
But we are fighting to get her back because we love Heather.
Mm-hmm. So that's not causing tension with you guys, other than you are wanting her back on the show and you want her to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. We just love her. And she's one of the OGs like from season one, and she's just an angel of a person, and it would be great to have her back. I think she brings a lot to the show, and especially in season six. I mean, I think that was her best season. So it shocks me that they couldn't work it out.
Well, let me let you guys in on a little something. Having been in this business for a while, the networks are going to want what they want. And whether it's contractual or legal, they just don't want the conflict of interest. But let me tell you who has all the leverage. Yeah. You guys are the talent. If you guys all band together, the network can't do anything other than say yes.
Really?
Of course.
We all just strike and say, without Heather?
No, you don't need to strike. You just all go in together and say, if Heather goes, we all go. Good luck with your show.
Well,
they're pretty ruthless, though. They're like, okay, we'll get a new cast. Like, I mean, we love them though. We love them so much. They've been so good to us, but I want to try it. I was arguing with them when we had a Zoom about it. I was arguing with them trying to work it out, but hopefully they will after this. Maybe they'll just give it like after the season or something. Maybe they'll bring her back, but I'm going to keep fighting for her. I'll tell the other cast members too.
I'll help you guys out.
Thank you.
What was it like to film without Christine this season? She was a good villain.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, I think people are scared that it's not going to be the same without her. Once people see it, there's no lack of drama. And my opinion, and I think Jason, I talked to him the other day about it too. We feel the same way. It's actually better because it's not just the same thing. I was like, I felt like sick of it at one point where it was just Christine doing something messed up. Everyone's mad at Christine. We're all mad at Christine. We can't talk about all the things she does behind the scenes. And so it just looks like everyone's ganging up on her. That's not the case. And so I'm actually happy, although this is probably the most dramatic season we've had.
Romaine, I was laughing because I saw your body language when I mentioned Christine, and you're like, good riddance, I'm glad she's gone.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no, because at the end it was just like nonstop, like acting like kind of nice and, you know, on the show. But then, you know, once the show was, you know, out, all the interview and everything, like it keeps going and going and going. I'm like, you know.
It was just enough. But now there's a lot of layers to the drama because you've got new people coming in and there's a lot of layers, and it's all happened organically where we were like blown away.
I didn't even mention like, you know, anything that was happening, you know, outside of the show. So I was like, you know, it looks like we're all like, you know, I mean, especially the girls, like all on her, all like, you know, was like so much things that happened, you know, on interview and everything that she was doing, but you couldn't mention it. So I was like on the show when people were watching, it looked like, you know, they were just going off on her for no reason. You know.
But it's good. It's good without her. I think I wish her the best, want her to live her best life. Her place is just not at the opera.
Well, there are new people coming on the show, as you mentioned. And one of them is Bree Tessie, one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas. And I say one of, because I think there are 12 Nick Cannon kids.
There's 12 kids, I believe. But I think there's 5 moms.
Okay.
Sharing is caring.
Apparently. Yeah. What does Bree bring? And what does she have to say about Nick and being a part of that entourage, I guess?
She's been pretty, I mean, we haven't especially talked about, you know.
Yeah, I have.
She hasn't been talking like that much for the world.
She's very open about it and very comfortable with her life and her situation.
That's her decision.
She knows it's not for everybody. But she's happy. Her baby's happy. And she gets a lot of hate for it. But I was nervous with her coming in because I've heard that she's a very strong, like, kind of, I don't know the word
polarizing.
For it. Kind of person. I was like, oh, please don't be another Christine. But when she came in, she's actually, I get along with her great. She really does. However you treat her is how she's going to treat you. If you treat her with respect, she's cool with you. If you start coming at her, then she's like, I can imagine like a pit bull. She's going to come back at you. She's kind of a tough one. So, but I've had no issues with her, but she has had conflict with one of the girls on the show in season 6.
I'm curious on a professional front, obviously it's Selling Sunset. You guys live, eat and breathe Hollywood and Selling California and Los Angeles. Well, in the real world, that climate has changed. A lot of people have left Beverly Hills and California and Sunset, and they've gone elsewhere. Have you guys felt that? And is it something you're dealing with in season 6 and 7 of the entire climate of buying and selling homes in Los Angeles has changed?
Yeah. In season 7, we definitely hit on it. Season 6, I don't think that it was as bad at that point. I think we talked about the interest rates and stuff like that. But season 7, It definitely hit hard with the mansion tax and just interest rates and just
everything going on in California. I'm talking to you guys from Austin, Texas, and I lived there for 22 years.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, there's so many changes, and it's so frustrating because LA could be such an amazing place, and it is. And we're trying to sell this environment. We moved to the Valley. We love it here. It's so safe. It's wonderful. But we're still dealing with all the taxes and everything else. I've even said, well, what about 6 months a year when we're not filming? I could go and have like a real estate and I don't know either. And I even said Austin, or I'm not a big Miami person. It's too kind of crazy for me, but like in Texas or Arizona, my mom lives in Arizona, but we're a part of the year where we can just do that, kind of get out of LA and then come back for filming. But that would be too hard just to try to manage my clients, because it's such a full-time job.
It is. It's so, but I don't
now,
know,
LA.
Selling Austin has a really good ring to it.
Yes. Well, you know, maybe I'll have to head up a show and run the office there.
But it was just interesting. I was thinking about just how that world has changed. And obviously the reality of it is you guys are going to have to deal with that. And it's very interesting.
It's slow.
Yeah.
It's very slow. Yeah.
And now, speaking of competition, there is competition. And that, you know, look, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, as they say. And having been a part of a relationship show for 20 years that was ripped off time and time again, there is competition in this real estate space. Mauricio Umansky's show is coming up. Is there a little beef between the two shows?
I don't think so. We were just at a Netflix event. I just saw him. We were talking, and he's a great guy. I like him. I don't really worry about what other people are doing. I think we just continue to do us. It was successful for a reason. And we just keep doing our thing. I haven't even seen his show, but
they will try to copy anyway.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I don't. Has it done well? Do you know?
I don't. It has. It's just coming on, and so. But I, you know, I always felt the same thing as just keep doing what you're doing. You guys are insanely successful. I mean, as you said, season 6 and 7 are in the can. That is it's a remarkable run for you guys.
Yeah. It's kind of surreal, because I'm told that's basically, if we get season 8, it'll be the longest running.
Yeah. On Netflix, like, history.
Show on Netflix. And so
that's massive.
That's insane to me. So I would love to break that record.
Something tells me you guys will with ease. You're going to get to double digits. Obviously you guys sell to a lot of big celebrities, and I won't ask you to tell me dirt and the most difficult celeb, but who's the biggest, like, who's the biggest star that you sold a house to that even you were like, damn.
Me personally or the brokerage?
Well, you or the brokerage.
Me personally, Would it be French? Yeah, probably French Montana. Sold his house last year.
Oh, a year and a half ago.
I'm so bad with time. Was it 2 years ago? I don't know. It was recently. I sold French Montana's house. And then I don't know who. Who is another?
Show the penthouses at Oscar de la Hoya.
Oscar de la Hoya, great guy.
Yeah, you check the penthouses. Yeah. I know.
We've got a lot of celebrity clients. My biggest one is, I think my biggest one is French Montana.
Yeah. You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. The worst feeling, right? When you know you're getting sick, your choices are A, get sicker and miss work, B, hope to see a doctor, or C, sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. How great is that? It includes doctor's prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus, a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Chris and use promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at twc.health/Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Romaine, I'm just curious because you came over here as a pastry chef, right? You're a French pastry chef.
That's great.
Can you still make a good croissant?
That's right. Well, of course.
Can you?
Yeah.
Were you a legit pastry chef for real?
I was for 10 years.
That's amazing.
I traveled all around the world, when I was a chef. And then I was, that's when I was in Australia before I came here. And then I was doing modeling also. So I came here as a pastry chef and I was also doing modeling. And then until, you know, I stopped because that didn't go well at all. The company for who I was working just took advantage of the visa because you were stuck. It's like either you do it or either, you know, you have to leave. But if you leave, you have to go back to France because the visa stopped like, I think, 30 or 60 days after. So you have no choice, kind of, indeed.
And they don't pay. It's not the same thing here, unless you're like a famous chef. It's not the same.
Well, it sounds
here.
Good.
It's not like a.
It sounds good when you come because it's way more than in France. But I mean, way more, not like crazy, but like more.
Yeah.
So, but the lifestyle here, the cost of it is like just insane. So I'm like, when I was getting in touch with Mary, actually. Like 6 months before I came find a place. Like at first she was sending me apartment because, you know, she was helping me to find a place. The first things that she was sending me, I was looking at a picture. I'm like, yeah, damn, that looks amazing. I'm like, does she know how much I'm getting paid? I'm like, I can't even like pay like half of it. Like, every month.
But you think she's hot. So you're acting cool. Like you can't afford it.
I told her, I'm like,
he's very blunt about it. He's like, I don't know how much you think I can afford, but it's not that.
And that is how you guys met, was showing, you know, you were showing Romaine houses or apartments, I guess. Yeah. Have you guys ever sat back and thought of how unlikely it is that the two of you came from where you came from and met and fell in love and are married? The odds are very, very slim that these two lifestyles cross each other and meet.
I know. It's...
Because we met like
it's amazing because both of our lives will be so different now. And
because we met a day after I came. I came on Wednesday. And so I called her actually because it took me almost 6 months to have my visa. And so I came on a Wednesday and I called her and I said, you know, I'm finally in LA, you know. And she said, well, funny enough, I'm in France. I'm like, what? I'm like, you know, I'm coming back tomorrow. So
she came back
on Thursday and we met. On Friday.
It is amazing. And I appreciate you guys taking the time. Mary Bonet.
That's it.
Is it catching? Are you?
I'm getting used to it. I still find myself, but even when I sign something, I still like start signing Mary Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, that's not my name. And people look at me like really weird. I'm like, sorry. But I'm getting used to it. I like the sound of it.
Mary and Romaine Bonet. I love the sound of it too. And it was really good talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Y'all take care.
Okay.
You too.
Bye. My thanks to Mary and Romaine Bonet, as she goes by now. I always find it fascinating, other reality TV shows, how they do it, what it's like in their camp. Obviously, I knew my camp very well for 2 decades. So it's always good to kind of broaden your horizons and see how it's done. And they have done it very successful for, well, season 6 is coming up and season 7 they're already working on. And most of that's already in the can as well. So they have a very successful run ahead of themselves. So again, my thanks to Mary and Romaine and my thanks to you for joining me. And I'll talk to you next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.